Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am sitting in a well-lit apartment in Washington, D.C., in the Adams Morgan neighborhood, and I am talking to...
Esmeralda Leon.
And where are you, Esmeralda?
I'm in a well-lit room in Lincoln Square.
A well-lit place. They just announced today that the Second City's annual benefit 24 hours Christmas marathon is coming back. And it looks amazing, and I wish I could be there. Have you ever gone to this thing?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
They have the Letters to Santa event every year.
Nope.
And it's
no
a 24-hour event, and it's amazing. And I've gone, I think, twice. And every time I go like at 3 a.m. because that's usually when Shellac plays. It's like $5 or $10, and all the money goes to charity. Essentially, for kids that don't have much, it's literally they write Letters to Santa. And then all the money raised is like spent to buy them toys and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
And this is through Second City?
Yeah, it's amazing. They always have it in Second City, etc.
Okay, but they have music as well.
Yeah. It's they have a crazy good guest and stuff. Like the year I was there, Jack McBriar was there. I think that's his name.
Yeah. Breyer, I think.
I'm breathing like a fat man. This is awful. Like I'm out of breath and I'm not doing anything.
That's not good.
Jesus, I was totally fine before we started recording. Anyways, this year they have Jeff Tweedy, Steve Albini, yet again, J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sounds, Bill Callahan, The Blisters, Robbie Foulkes, and the Danielson family. And this is without any of the comedians listed. So
yeah.
You should all go to this, people, on December 14th at 7 p.m. What's going on that day?
Wait, what day is it?
December 14th. It usually starts at 7 p.m. and goes till 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. again. Hold on, what's going on that day? That's a Tuesday. We have homeroom that evening, and that's going to be about poem songs. So after you go learn about poem songs, head on over to Second City and go check out a delightful evening of comedy and music to help others. So that was nice of us to plug something that has nothing to do with us.
That was nice of you. You know what I was thinking? Steve Albini,
mm-hmm.
he sounds like a magician to me.
He kind of does have a magician's name.
Every time I hear his name, I think magician.
Do you know who Steve Albini is?
Yeah, he's the big mastermind behind Shellac.
Shellac is the band.
Okay, and then he has the studio.
He has a studio.
Here in Chicago where everyone
which is
would
down
like
the street from the Hungry Brain. That's why Jarvis Cocker used to come in the Brain all the time because he was recording down the street. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's got a hard on for Steve Albini, right?
Yeah, it's funny. Kevin, who does our posters, is a big fan of Shellac. I'm a big fan.
I've seen him. I've seen him. It was fine.
Oh, you saw him at the free show, right?
Yeah, the free thing. It was cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't got a boner for him.
That's the thing. I think a lot of their fans do have boners for them because it's a lot of angry white dudes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more men than ladies, I think.
Slightly overweight dudes.
And boners for Steve Albini.
Boners for Steve Albini.
The magician.
Too smart for school. Their favorite episode, their favorite season of The Simpsons is probably season 5. Something like that. I think I've nailed it. I sound awful. Like, I'm thinking about my breathing, and it's really screwing me up.
Breathe through your nose.
Let's do breathing exercises on a podcast.
Breathe through your nose and away from the mic.
This is awful. I'm getting.
Or hold your breath.
I think I'm dying.
Just hold your breath.
Oh, I'm dying. That's official.
Okay. Well, you're always dying. So.
Yeah, that's true. I'm always dying. This show is going to go up tomorrow, which is going to be Tuesday, November 9th, because I just posted an episode that I did over the weekend with Jeremy Styles from the band Pearl and the Beard. Who I think you would love, Esmeralda. You would be a big, big fan of
them. Would I get a boner for them?
You might. It's two women and a gentleman, and it's all acoustic instruments. It's an acoustic guitar, two drums, and a cello, and they are fantastic. And I just saw them at a venue that can't possibly be legal in D.C. And they're coming to Chicago, actually, I think on Thursday or something at the Dark Room, and you should go to that.
Okay.
Hold on. When is that? They're playing the 12th. They're going on Friday. You should go to that. I'm completely serious.
All right.
They're an amazing band. Go check out the interview I did and listen to the music. What did you do over the weekend?
I went to some bars.
What bars?
I went to 10 Cat.
Oh, that's right.
What is that, Irving Park?
It's on Ashland, just south of Irving Park, next to Play It Against Sports.
Yes. And then went to the Holiday Club and danced to some early to mid 90s dance jams.
Merle, you would love DC because every single dance night is that.
Oh, I was so happy. They played Shoop and they played Let's Talk About Sex.
So they played that. They just played that one Salt and Pepper album from 1995 that everyone that had the BMG Music Club would just get automatically.
Yeah, essentially. It was great.
By the way, my cat is behind me snoring. Could you hear it on the mic?
No.
Let me see if
I don't think cat snores are that loud.
I could hear clearly. Let me move the mic and see.
Maybe because the cat's behind you.
Maybe that's it. Tell me if it's any better. No, you can't pick it up.
No.
I got a short cord.
Yeah. Is it like old lady snores where it's like
it's kind of, no, it sounds like an asthmatic fat kid. Everyone in this room just sounds fat. This is awful.
The air quality might not be so good then.
Oh, this is bad for me. Oh, Jesus Christ. So I've been great. I'm glad you're fine over in Chicago. You have something to do this evening?
I'm gonna go do yoga.
Why are you doing that?
Because I'm fat.
That's not good.
Yeah, it isn't.
There's really nothing I can say to that to move the conversation forward.
I know. I'm realizing I'm not getting any younger. And I know, isn't that horrible? I'm like a 40-year-old lady.
You are a 40-year-old.
Coming into her life.
Act
but
two.
No, it's no, but they I read somewhere that it said that once you hit, I think 30.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to lose weight.
Yeah, there's a Louis C.K. bit about this. I'm never going
to. I need to get up on it now.
You do need to get up on it.
I just need to get this going before.
So you're saying
I hit
that 30. Living at bars and not doing any physical exercise is not the best route.
It's not. Waking up at noon.
Jesus Christ. What?
Just sitting in front of my couch.
What about the little things? Why not like bike to the brain or something like that?
No, it's getting cold out.
So? Wear gloves.
And then hurts my crotch.
Well, it will hurt your crotch less the more you bike.
I don't like it. I need a bigger seat. I don't like biking because it hurts my crotch.
Well, why don't you walk there then?
And then it's cold. Far.
Are you kidding me? You live.
And I'm always running.
You live at
ridiculously.
47. It's at 32. It's not even 2 miles away.
Well, thank God it's only 10 minutes on the on the bus.
It's not even 2 miles away.
Yes. Well, that would mean I'd have to leave my house at like 6 or something. I'm a slow walker.
I have to stop in every store.
Well, yeah, I probably would.
Racks.
I'd go to the CVS,
like
hang out there.
Car dealerships on the way you got to check out.
Yeah, I'd stare at the cars.
Got to watch a softball game in the park at Wells Park.
I got things to do that come up on the way. But no, this will be good. I'm
going
just
to
worried
yoga.
I'm going to pass out.
You're going
it's
to
that hot
yoga. Yeah. How much is hot yoga?
Well, it's the deal.
What do you mean the deal?
Which is $29 for a month.
That's a good deal. Does it start today?
Well, it's first timers.
Is it today your first time?
Yes.
Good luck.
So you show up and then hope to God I keep going.
So you can go 29 more times until December 8th. So we're going to do updates on the podcast about this.
Yeah, it's unlimited, so.
Should we do updates on the podcast?
Sure. Hopefully I'll keep it up.
People can track your yoga progress.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm the only thing I'm worried about is passing out. And or falling on my head as I pass out.
You'll be fine. I mean, how are you? You're not going to be like doing handstands or something.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, but not really. You're going to be fine. You're not going to fall on your head.
Well, still, it's hot in there.
Listen, as long as you're at the brain by 8, I don't care. Just do what you need to do. Somebody's got to boss these bands around. I need you to do it. That's good. That sounds adventurous. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. And I went to the dentist.
Ooh, someone's about self-improvement today.
I know, and my teeth are so smooth.
Are they really? Do you have any problems with the
teeth? Yeah. Oh, I have to get a tooth refilled.
But other than
isn't
that
exciting?
No new cavities or anything like that?
So we shouldn't record on Wednesday in the afternoon because my mouth will be all numb.
No, we're definitely recording. Are you going to do yoga that day?
I don't know.
You should do yoga that day.
I don't know. It probably depends if I'm still, like, drooling out of my mouth from one side. It's probably not very good when it's 105 degrees in a room.
On Wednesday evening at 5 o'clock your time, I'm gonna be doing a film thing, so we should record before that. Like, what time do you go to the dentist?
Crap. I think 12:40.
Well, then why don't we just do a morning show?
No.
Why?
I wake up.
See, that's the thing. You need to wake up. You need to do your yoga. You need to do a podcast.
I wake up. That's too much.
You sound awful.
That's too much in one morning.
Jesus. How is that too much in one morning?
Because I like to, you know what? I just rather wake up and go get my teeth.
We're going
to
do
thrilled.
A 9 a.m. show. 9 a.m. your time. 10 a.m. here.
That's horrible.
No, we're doing it.
You have the luxury of the hour later.
Fine. You want to do it super, super late at night?
Okay.
No, that's bad for you.
No, that's fine. I'm up.
Yeah, I know you're up. We can do it 5 a.m. my time, 4 a.m. your time, and I'll still outlast.
No.
Is that too late?
It's too late, yeah.
I'll do it any hour. You can't stop me. Can't stop, won't stop. Do 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 do.
All right.
That was Diddy, by the way. That was Diddy, everybody. Diddy.
Oh, you know what I did see?
What'd you see?
You know, earlier you were talking about the bands and such.
Mm-hmm.
White Mystery's new video.
Oh, is it good?
For Power Glove.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it the one that did the bottle with everyone in
yes.
Red hair? Oh, I want to see that.
It's cute. It's cute.
Power Glove. Let's link back to that. Let me write that in the notes for today's show.
It's a cute video.
White
Mystery. They all got hair. They all got big hairs and they're shaking it around.
Link to White Mystery video. I gotta watch this. Where'd you watch it?
It was linked on Chicagoist.
Okay, cool. I love that band.
It was very good.
Alex from the band, by the way, on your iPhone, if you put in Power Glove, it'll change it to Powder Puff. Power Glove.
I would think that Power Glove
would have been fine.
Would come up.
Would
yeah.
just be fine. Nope. It's
because
not.
It'd be nerds.
And it's giving me an incorrect like spelling thing. Anyways, let's go to the show notes today. We'll do a quote unquote correct show.
I think it's funny that you're searching things on your iPhone when you're on a computer.
I don't want the typing to get in the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Daily Show beat Leno and Letterman's in the ratings for the first time ever, and it's the first time that Letterman beat Leno since Leno returned to late night. So that's interesting.
Really?
That was the month of October, and they credit the Daily Show for two reasons. One, the President Obama appearance on the Daily Show when they were in Washington. By the way, this is by the month, so this is the month of October. And also, the Daily Show's rally for Sanity/Fear is the reason why they beat Leno and Letterman. They had an average of 1.3 million an evening, and Leno and Letterman had 1.2 million. And even that sounds really low to me. 1.2 million to me seems very low.
Is this sweeps? When sweeps?
I don't know how sweeps for late night works. I don't know if they even do sweeps in late night.
Yeah, they do.
Are you sure about that?
They all do.
I don't know about that.
I think they all do, because what's his face would talk about?
I don't think daytime has sweeps.
I think they all do.
Okay, okay.
Or at least if they don't, technically they'll do it.
What about cable? Does cable have sweeps? And if it's,
I think so.
Is it the same time? We're really bad at facts.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, when do all the awesome special guests show up?
Yeah, but if you think about cable, all the good cables in, like, August.
I thought they had everything.
No, I think it's at different times because Mad Men's on at a completely different time. When Mad Men's doing new episodes, there are new episodes on network, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Breaking Bad seems to come on whenever the hell it wants. HBO runs whenever they feel like it. I don't think it works
like that. Well, that's because, they don't care.
Well, because it's pay?
Probably.
How is that different than any other cable, though?
I don't know.
What the I'm going to die.
Because it's a premium. It's a premium service, and so people are paying into it. So they kind of have to be awesome all the time.
Well, that's what I mean. That's when I say that does the Daily Show have sweeps, does the Daily Show have sweeps?
But because cable is so, I mean, for regular people, it's pretty cheap. Basic cable.
It's about $360 a year.
I know, but if they think about it monthly, it's not the
worst
thing. $30
a month? You're not going to get cheaper than $30 a month.
Well, for regular old people who have jobs.
Okay.
Proper jobs.
Proper jobs.
With insurance and
dirty
stuff.
Dirty jobs with Mike Rowe.
They don't care. You know, they'll get basic cable.
All right, all right, all right. So that's interesting. Leto sucks, obviously. Letterman's getting too old for this shit. And Daily Show won, and that ties into Conan tonight. Are you excited for Conan?
I am. We already got a TiVo'd.
Oh, do you really? Friend of the show, CJ Toledano, is already there. Is going to be at the show this evening, which is probably going to record in a few hours. And CJ is starting his new job as a writing intern in January, but I think he's just out there for the premiere. So I'm happy for CJ. Everyone should wish CJ good things. And everyone around CJ, like Kevin Lee, wish them really awful things because they're too high to get anything done.
Oh, did you see the little promo that they did for the pizza?
They did. It's the on the web. Fest? It's on our website.
And did you see what
Kevin Lee was wearing?
Kevin Lee was.
Kevin Lee was wearing a Billy Elliot t-shirt. We helped Billy. We helped Kevin Lee. When I say we, I mean me. I got Kevin Lee a job, and he proceeded to fuck me over on the live show by doing a gig that had food, not realizing the guy on our show was a professional food writer and brought food for everyone in the bar. So. Fuck Kevin Lee. Good luck, CJ Toledano.
I wonder how good the food was.
I know. In all honesty, I wish Kevin Lee no ill will. He is literally super high all the time. He's also going to be in the new film, no longer called I Make Enemies. It is now called... Did I tell you this? We changed the name.
No.
It is now called A Proud Tradition, which is going to premiere December 27th at the Hungry Brain. A Proud Tradition featuring Kevin Lee in one of the four starring roles. So
yes.
Yes. It's going to be a very, very fun night. Ned Hepburn, Jude Kilgariff, I can't say his last name. Jude, Dan Sullivan, and Kevin Lee are our male leads, and Sabina Kolvitz has a very teeny tiny part in it as well. And it's
Jude is just Jude.
Jude Kilgariff. I can't pronounce his last name.
He's just Jude.
It's a very Polish last name. I'm a big fan of Jude, everybody. Jude. Hey, Jude. Dana is editing the film right now. Kevin is doing some graphic work on it. It looks great. Merle was one of the were you a producer on this one?
I wasn't here.
You have nothing to do with this film. Fuck off. None. And die. Where were you?
I was in London.
That's right. You were in London when we shot it. Your boyfriend John was a grip and a very, very important person to the film. So yeah, this is one of the few films you're not a part of.
Yeah, I called him that morning. I was getting off the plane. It was the morning, and it was 2 a.m. over with you guys. Mm-hmm. And he's like, everyone's drunk.
Except me. Except Brandon. I don't think John was that drunk. I bought him a few.
He wasn't drunk. He was just like, everyone's drunk, and I'm tired.
I like that, John. When was this? Did we talk about this in the show?
October.
Did we talk about this in the show? Not. Maybe. Probably. You know what I'm getting at here?
No.
Okay, when we were out on October 12th after the Gorilla show, and I was supposed to do a show at Second City, and then zero people came. That's not true. Two people came to the show.
Yeah.
we all went out to the Town Hall. Is it not Town Hall Pub? Old Town Ale House, and a bunch of comics were there, like literally 20 comics that we know. And John goes to you. He's like, these people need to be in AA, like with complete sincerity, or like these people need help or rehab.
No, it wasn't all of them. It was just.
There was a few. We're not going to say his name, but I thought that was great.
He was pretty like stone faced about it. I was like, all right, calm down.
Your boyfriend is so caring, and everyone else is like encouraging like awful things with shots.
Yeah, we're like
and
doing it.
People and like, you should rip off every top. It doesn't matter who it is, and that's just
Let's
fun.
Let's keep drinking.
Man, it's a good time. hey, DePaul University, you owe me money because I'm going to be very important and you are all born in hell, even though I don't believe in hell, because you're sending collection agency people on me. So I want to rip out all of your throats and just let it bleed out. And until you give me money, fuck off and die. So are we on the same page with that, Merle? How's DePaul treating you?
Oh, they're fine, actually.
They're good. You got all your money in order.
Yeah,
that's
good. Thanks, I do.
Good for you. That's pretty nice.
I'm paying on time.
I've been paying on time for 4 years at this point, and about a year ago, I got a phone call. They're like, you have a loan that you didn't consolidate. I was like, motherfucker, I consolidated everything, and since then, it's been sold like three or four times, and I really just want to slit some throats, everybody, but I can't do that because I'm not powerful yet. So if anyone
has
give me money to pay off DePaul, and then... They're calling me right now. Should I take the call on the air? No, you can't hear it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, you can't hear it. Is it DePaul or is it the loan
513-605-7590, dear listener. 513 605.
It always changes, though, doesn't it?
7590. No, they're from Ohio. 513, everybody. 605-7590. Now, they've been calling me for about a week, and I've tried to consolidate this loan twice.
Now, I got a letter from Sally Mae that, or well, the people, whatever, something relating to Sally Mae that I'm in a class action suit because they may or may not have called me and like a machine called and harassed me or called me. So I was like, really? I don't remember this.
Okay.
But, you know, now there's this big class action suit against them because they did that and it violates some laws or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if you can get in on that
suit. Oh, I probably can't.
No.
I would love to.
You probably get like a dollar.
Yeah, something. I don't know. It makes me furious because I try to do all the right things and then it's getting sold and then it just fucks you over so hardcore. And that's all. I'm just poor and angry, so I want to murder. And I don't think there's fun in that.
Is the loan consolidated or what's the deal?
No, apparently it's not. And it was one of the federal ones too. It's not even like a weird private loan. It's just bullshit. I've gone into DePaul for help. I've tried to do it online. No one ever gets back to me. You know, the whole place needs to just burn, literally burn to
the
ground.
Do you yell at the person?
No, I know. I know it's just a piece of shit dude trying to get a commission, but what's the point of yelling, you know?
But do you tell them and be like, you know what? I've done this, this, and this, and this.
Yeah, I do. And then they're like, well, it's not showing up on your records. I'm like, I'm sure it's not showing up on your records because you're calling me. Obviously, there's a problem here, and you're trying to get a commission. And then I love the lie where, like, only I could do it. It's like, fuck you. That's not true. Nothing like that has ever happened before. You're making shit up. Die with a slit throat and stop fucking breeding. All these are the motherfuckers that have a minivan and a nice family. Stop fucking breeding. You're not helping anybody. I'm very angry right now, Esmeralda.
Wow.
It's true, though.
You even went with the minivans. Even those new ones?
I love minivans, and they're giving minivans a bad name.
Even those new cool ones?
I'm just
ones?
Trying to do my job. You know who else did their job? The Nazis.
Oh, you're going to throw it in that corner.
It's fucking true. I'm just doing my job, man. I'm just trying to make ends meet. Fuck off. No, you're not. You're a piece of shit. You're just as bad as everybody else. That's all. I'm going on stage.
I just love that you used the Nazis also were just doing their job line.
Well, I can't even breathe, so I'm going to die. I got to get as much power. It's not even funny. I'm sorry I went to the Nazi line. Not that it's uncalled for. No, absolutely not. It's very called for.
No, it's just that people always use that line.
I know. It's lazy comedy. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking frustrated, and my chest hurts, and I'm dying, and I want to go to this Letters to Santa benefit, and I haven't even seen the new White Mystery video yet. Like, why am I living? You know why I'm living? Because tonight. Not tonight. I can't even plug it. Okay, fine. Tonight, which is tomorrow in real time, there's a homeroom event for Metal at the Hungry Brain that is going to be amazing that Merle will be at, so you can say hello to Esmeralda Leon.
Yup.
What?
I'll be in the back throwing gang signs. I don't know why I would do that.
All of a sudden, you became a stereotype of your ethnicity.
I guess. I don't have the accent.
You're 75% Hispanic, 25% Chinese, correct?
Yeah.
So it's 50 Mexican, 50 Chilean? Not Chilean.
No, Chilean.
Guatemala.
Are you just trying to throw me in because of the Chilean
I'm
minors?
I'm trying to throw you in a minor.
Are you trying to, you're going to use that as a tag now?
You know what it really was, honestly, why I said that?
Why?
Because of the dude running the marathon.
Yeah, and he's a Chilean minor.
That was on the mind. That's what I've been thinking
about. The Chilean miners.
It was on the show notes, but I don't want to talk about it because it's kind of boring.
I see. I saw a picture of him just now, and I wonder, did they... Well, I guess he has like millions of dollars now.
He should.
I wonder, did they waive the fee for the marathon?
Well, actually, he ran for charity.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, I think if you run for charity and you raise X amount, like the fee's half or something like that. It's like a non-for-profit type thing. But
what I wonder is, if I was him, I'd be like, fuck this shit. I'm going to go lie around somewhere.
Well, yeah.
You're stuck in a mine.
Yeah.
They're all naked and ugh.
Yeah, but I actually think I would start running if I was in a mine, just to literally run away from Chile. Chilean miners don't want to be in Chile anymore, everybody.
Well, yeah, because they realize it's shit.
Yeah, that's what I would literally run away to America and just fucking murder people at DePaul. Because I could get away with it as a Chilean minor. Holy shit, I fucking hate this school so much. I want to be so rich just to hurt people. Isn't that awful? Oh, it's so awful. I want to fucking shut it down and make Linkin Park like the nicest homeless shelter in the world. Just fuck property values. Give good deserving people decent jobs and just watch that shit burn. I'm sorry, Merle. How are you?
Isn't that kind of what it used to be, but yeah, but
I want,
not good?
I don't want to make it a ghetto. I just hate it so much. And and the thing is, like, I had a few people in my college experience that were great, honestly, like professors and stuff. But I think even they hate the university. They realize it's a piece of shit. And okay, we're going to get into shitty priest fucking humor soon. So
wow.
Say something, Merle.
Something. Yeah.
Really?
I'm looking at pictures of Danny Putty.
Oh, Danny Putty from Community?
From Community.
We hope to get on the guest as a guest on the show. Because I'm sure when you're trying to appeal to guests, you should scream about murdering your alma mater's loan shark motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently he was at the university that he graduated from.
Where did he graduate from?
I don't know. They don't say. He said, the part is, it's just a fan. Like, he graduated from my university in 2001. Oh. But they don't say what it is.
He graduated college in 2001?
Apparently.
Really? He's a lot older than I thought.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Wow, he's like 31. He's aged interestingly.
Well, because he's ethnic.
Ooh, you're racist.
No.
Really?
Ethnic people have good skin.
Ethnic people? We're all ethnic, Merle. We're a coat of many colors.
Okay.
The Dolly Parton song about coats.
He's got the Indian part in him.
What else?
Right? Is he Indian?
I don't know. I'm not racist like you.
Thanks.
He's
something brown, and us brown people's got good skin.
Speaking of you brown people, that was actually the next story we have.
Oh, there you go.
Here we go. I was in Target on Sunday, very crowded, which is yesterday, but in your mind, dear listener, it's 2 days ago. Anyways. I'm in a crowded, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm in a crowded Target with Kelsey, and we're picking up like basic, like we just move type stuff, like frames and pillows or whatever. And this white guy with relatively long hair, like metalish hair, but a skinnier guy, like a weird, whatever. He goes, is it always like this? And Kelsey's like, yeah, this is an awful place. It's like the eighth ring of hell and blah, blah, blah. And out of nowhere, the guy goes like, there's a lot of Mexicans here. And before he could finish his racial slur, I just yell out like, there's another cashier open, and they kind of force him to go to her, and this man proceeds to get lost on the way to the cashier because there's so many people, probably too many Mexicans in his mind.
Yeah. I like that. I wonder if it was the too many people were the Mexicans that reminded him of Mexicans, or that it's the seventh ring of hell?
Something like that, yeah. I don't.
So maybe he thinks that in the seventh ring of hell, it's just full of Mexicans. So that brought to mind, like, oh, there's a lot of Mexicans here.
Here's where I don't get. A, like, obviously, like, when is it cool? Like, is it like a recruiting technique, you know? Like, we all hate Mexicans? Yeah. Like, is it a dating thing? Is it I want to grab a drink with you two later? We obviously hate Mexicans, so we probably gonna get that Tecate special. No, I don't get that. The obvious factor is what makes you think it's okay, to say things like that. And the third is there weren't that many Mexicans.
Was there a lot of brown people?
I'd say it was about 50% black, 30% white, 10% Indian. 10%,
well, maybe they're all 5%
Cuban. Asian, 5% Mexican / Cuban, Puerto Rican. Not that many Hispanic people overall.
I was gonna say maybe he thought a lot of the black people were Cuban.
Maybe that's
or Brazilian.
But he didn't say there are a lot of Hispanics in this place. There are a lot of Latin Americans in this place.
You know, oh. Yeah, people usually don't say that.
Too many Mexicans.
Even I'm like, oh, what's with all these Mexicans? It's too hard to, there's so many of us. It's too hard to be like, whoa, there's a lot of Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Venezuelans, Chileans. It's like, God.
I like to say there's too many baseball teams in this Target. What? I don't understand. Here's my problem. I don't get the Mexican stereotype of there's too many in Target.
I don't know, because Target is.
What's the Mexican stereotype for shopping?
I don't know. I would think if you were in a Kmart.
But okay, once again, what's the stereotype for shopping? Oh, because it's cheap.
Yes.
So what?
And we're always looking for deals.
Once again, I
honestly couldn't tell you.
Like, that's the thing I don't get. I've been trying to think about it. It's like, okay, like, there's what awful stereotype could there be? Like, there's not going to be as much strong and cheap detergent.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna run out of pinatas. Obviously, that's a given. I don't really understand how so many Mexicans could hurt your buying power. You know what I mean?
I think he just didn't. He didn't like that he couldn't get in and out because of all the Mexicans there.
But none of the Mexicans were there. That's the thing. Maybe he murdered them. And then I'm joking too much about murder.
They're all in the back.
They're all in the back.
He just now he's like, oh, look at all in the back.
I have my own Mexican Holocaust, and no one will know because they're all undocumented. I'm racist. That's what he said. That's everything he said. So yeah, that was a weird racist Sunday. What'd you do yesterday?
Being that's what Sundays are.
Nice good old
Sundays are the time to be racist. I went on a bike ride.
Did you really? Where'd you go?
Mm-hmm. We went all the way to Skokie.
Wait a second. Weren't you complaining that
I know, and now my crotch hurts.
It's
so
too cold to bike as
lesson
well.
Learned. No, it was really nice out yesterday.
Okay.
And it's nice out today as well.
So, okay. So you went to Skokie. How was Skokie?
It was Skokie.
Okay.
They have a sculpture park.
They do. I didn't know that.
With weird sculptures in it.
Is it nice?
It's just weird stuff.
Did you go to Old Orchard Mall?
No, I don't think we went that far.
I don't think I've been to Skokie and not gone to Old Orchard Mall.
We passed the Lincolnwood Mall.
Ooh.
And I wanted to go in so bad.
Did you take Lincoln the whole way?
No, we took a bike path.
Oh, there's a bike path?
Mm-hmm.
I am learning. Listener.
It's the North Channel thing or some
if
crap.
If a listener
I'm not
wanted
sure.
to follow your footsteps, what would they do from Lincoln Square?
We took Lawrence and then...
Took Lawrence towards the lake?
No.
You took Lawrence West. You can't take Lawrence North.
Oh, yes. Lawrence West and then North.
Okay,
and
what did you take North?
Don Francisco.
Okay.
And Francisco is the street, and then you see there's a path.
Oh, so is it on the river?
It's a park, yeah.
Oh, that's delightful.
Mm-hmm. Although you can't even see the river, because all the trees are brown and their leaves
stupid
are
stupid brown trees.
But there's a, you do as you're riding by, you keep hearing all this rustling, mm-hmm. and if you're not used to it, you think they're rats. But it's really squirrels.
Oh,
I just thought I was like, that's a lot of rats over there.
You've calmed me down with this story.
Yeah, it's a lot of squirrels.
Aww.
Rummaging around.
How far did you bike, do you think?
10 miles total.
That's good.
Oh, and we also saw a squirrel with, I think, dirty tissue in its mouth. It was just waiting for us to cross, and like it just had this big wad of tissue in its mouth.
That's great. Good tissue stories. Never get old.
Yeah, it was next to the abandoned
movie
theater. Jesus
Christ. There's an abandoned movie theater?
Yeah, it's at...
In Skokie
Do you know
Chicago?
Where the OCB is? The Old Country Buffet?
Where?
That's on Lincoln. It's like up Lincoln and Toohey and McCormick.
So is it right by the mall?
Yeah, there's that little mini mall.
No, there's an abandoned movie theater?
Well, I mean, now it is.
What was it called?
Oh...
Is it big?
Something Cineplex, kind of.
What was the last movie it had?
Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Fuck. I don't know what you're talking about. I got to check that out. Does it look good?
No.
No. I mean,
there's
like...
broken windows.
Was it like a movie palace, or was it like a shitty black box theater?
Oh, no, like a shitty theater.
Oh, really?
Chain.
Oh, fuck that, then. Burn
and there was also a car wash attached to it. That's abandoned as well.
Really? Oh, let's buy that. That could be our new studios. I'm sure it's right by Midway or O'Hare.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
for traveling.
Where the OCB is.
Oh, God. We should look into that.
Remember when we went to the OCB?
I do remember. No, we should look into that. We should look into this.
I don't want to try to clean that up and have like some 80s montage.
We'll just pay somebody. We'll get some Mexicans to do it at Target.
We'll get those Mexicans
Listen,
to do
Target
it.
Mexicans, head on over. There's got to be a Target around there somewhere.
Probably.
No, we should do that. We should look into what that would cost to rent or buy or who owns it. Or...
A lot. It's all... There's like broken windows.
I think the listener wants to know, Merle.
There's graffiti everywhere.
There's graffiti everywhere.
Yeah, but like on places that the graffiti normally isn't, because people are like taking care of it.
I'm stealing bits from Adam Carolla now, so I'll stop doing that.
Okay.
We should wrap this up because you have to go to yoga.
Yes.
And then get back and be at the show, host the show this evening. And I have to continue booking the DC shows that we have coming up. I have a few comics and a few bands set for the live show. I don't have anything yet for Chief Ikes, and I'm working on that. And I've got a lot of responses with, all your press says Chicago. For performers and people I've asked to be on the show. They're like, are you sure this is in D.C.? Stuff like that. Nope, I'm not sure. I'm just hoping it's in D.C.
Do they think you're an idiot?
Yep, they really do. I don't know how to respond to that without being a dick. So I haven't responded to a lot of people yet. But it's coming together, and I'm having a good time doing it. And
do you tell them where it is? In the first
I tell them in the first sentence where it is. I tell
and they're still like, what?
I tell them the name of the establishment, the neighborhood, the date, the time, the place, where to find previous shows, articles about it, and any other info, whatever. My favorite, I've been getting a lot of like, this sounds awesome. I can't do any this time. How about this time? And I didn't ask for the initial time that they said. Somebody goes, no. I can't do it in November. I'm like, we don't even start till December, man. Like, why would you? Okay, comics and bands, they're bright people. There's no excuse for this, everyone. There's no excuse. The people at DePaul Loans need to give me money. Dear listener, if you have any control over that, please help out and murder the right people and make the world a better place. Can I get in trouble for that?
To tell people to murder the right people? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
That sounds real racist. Murder the right people. No, I don't mean it that way. Just give me money. How about that?
Let's just murder everyone.
Let's just pay it off evenly, and then I'll never donate to them, and I will make sure that they fold and actually help the world, and I promise that I will put something good in Linkin Park. Like my dick. Mike Leibowitz, everybody.
Oh,
Mike.
There you go. I was waiting for that one.
I was too. Mike Leibowitz has been telling me about this place in Baltimore that we're going to check out. So hopefully we'll be in Baltimore within a few months too.
Mm.
You seem thrilled.
Great. Baltimore.
What's you don't like The Wire?
I don't know.
I'm sure they're not sick of jokes about The Wire.
Yeah.
I'm just, all my jokes in DC are going to be about the show The West Wing. I've never seen that show either. So it's going to be
great. Yeah.
Who likes fucking fictional presidents and etc.
All right,
this show just petered out.
you went with the West Wing joke, and none of us have watched it, so
we have nowhere to go from there. All right, Merle, you have a fun two nights. We're not going to be doing the show tomorrow because you have your other radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we're doing it bright and early on Wednesday morning.
Oh, God.
Come on, we're going to do it. It'll be a quick show.
By then I'll have rejuvenated because of yoga.
And metal.
And metal and eating fruits. And vegetables.
Vegetables,
not vegetables.
I hate veggies. Get your veggies. Fuck off. I think I just woke
the cat. No, I say vegetables.
I woke the cat up and now he's licking his butthole. Look at him go. Let me take a picture.
And on that note.
Wait. Keep talking. I want to get a picture of this.
Jesus Christ. I love that we're classy. We are class acts.
Oh, man. That's like an asshole picture. Like, this looks like porn. It's so good.
Oh, gross. Cat porn.
Oh, man. I don't even know if I could post this. I'm going to message you this photo right now, and you tell me if it's okay to post this photo.
Look at cat butts.
It's so bad.
Are you going to put this in the keywords? Cat buttholes. And make it one word because people might look up buttholes.
You know what I could do? Here's what I'll do. I'll have a link to it. And
to your cat's butthole?
Yeah, I'll have a link to the photo so Kelsey doesn't see it when she goes to the page. Because I feel bad. This is graphic. Did you get it yet?
Is that going to be the... No, I don't know where you're sending it.
Your phone. I sent it as a text message.
Oh, well, I'm not by my phone.
What are you?
Because I'm by a computer.
dude.
Same fucking thing.
All right. Well, you have fun at yoga. I'm going to go. You're going to go. And you tell me if I could post this picture because it's that lewd.
Awesome.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for listening.